New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Monday, August the 5th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life. It's a personal journal podcast, and I do it 5 days a week. Today is Monday, August 5th, as I said, and it's National Underwear Day. On August 5th, National Underwear Day provides an opportunity to wear your favorite undergarments. Whether boxers, briefs, panties, tighty-whities, our underthings provide a layer of comfort. If you're like many Americans, your mother warned you to always wear clean underwear. You never know when you will be in an accident, although there are probably better reasons to wear fresh underwear. This is the one that most often comes to mind. Underwear is the layer of clothing worn closest to the body and under the outer clothing. It protects clothing from sweat and provides the wearer protection from cold and chafing. Another benefit to underwear includes support and body shaping. A 2012 survey by EliteDaily.com reveals that the average woman owns 20 pairs of underwear for every day, then they own 14 extra pairs for special occasions. You know, they don't talk about men here. It's not National Women's Underwear Day. It's just National Underwear Day. So here is the way that you can observe National Underwear Day. You can embrace your body image. Use hashtag National Underwear Day to post on social media. If you're the bashful type, just wear your underwear around the house when no one is home. One can also celebrate by watching the 1983 romance comedy Risky Business, starring Tom Cruise and Rebecca De Mornay. Anyway, it was founded, Fresh Pair founded National Underwear Day on August 5th, 2003. Of course, it was a company that was trying to sell something. But I did confirm this with two different sources that today is National Underwear Day. Now, there are lots of things on every day. There are lots of, like, every day there are multiple national things. And then there are also international things. So I'm trying to, like, cross-check these with a couple of different sources before I, you know, I want to have journalistic integrity on this show. Anyway, it also, one of my sources said it was National Oyster Day. A, I hate seafood. And B, I could only verify that on one source. So, you know, it is what it is. But National Underwear Day, that is a thing. So Turnip Head, I'm sure you're wearing underwear. And Big Fatty, I'm sure you're not wearing underwear. And in Pride 48 New Orleans, although we don't have an underwear party anymore, you can wear a nice fancy jock strap with some chaps and wear that on the horror tour, going to the Phoenix or the Rawhide or whatever, you know, you can do. So, I was going to talk about some stuff and I completely forgot. So, I've been getting ready for New Orleans. And my birthday is August 17th. My birthday is during, and I'm telling you guys this because I would like to have an excuse. Excuse is the wrong word, but I would really like to, like, what I'm about to talk about, I want to have an excuse. I want to have a reason for doing this, you know, so I don't want anybody to give me a hard time, Bear and Frosty. But in planning for New Orleans, I'm staying at the Holiday Inn, and Mark is coming on Friday night, and we're staying at the Holiday Inn. But I'm arriving a couple of days early just because I don't want to be tired when everybody gets there. I want to have time to kind of settle in. So I'm, you know, and maybe I'll unpack the car a little bit, but actually what I'm about to say, I won't be able to unpack the car if I do this. So I booked the hotel room starting Wednesday, but I'm arriving on Tuesday. And what I thought about doing is renting a really nice suite or a really nice room in a hotel anywhere in New Orleans. I don't care, but I, you know, just to pamper myself, you know, and you know, really treat myself right, stay in a really nice room in a nice hotel, get a nice dinner, you know, whatever the case may be. And I was looking, and I really can't find any hotels that look extremely, I mean, extremely nice. You know, I want a suite with like a living room and a bedroom and a tub in the bathroom and, you know, all of that stuff. I just muted myself. Sorry. All of that stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say I want a butler or anything like that, but I mean, I want a really nice room. And there are a couple, and now I, you know, I don't have them pulled up here. Let's see if I can, cause I was looking for this on, hotels.com. Let's see if it's still up here. I don't know if my search will still be here, but the nicest one I could find when I was doing searches, and of course my search is, let's see, I'll just pull up a recent search. And I was looking for, you know, five-star hotels because I wanted something really, really nice. And there's the Royal Sonesta, but, you know, I don't know. It doesn't look, and it's in the French Quarter. So if you want a balcony room, it's going to be really noisy. And it looks, you know, kind of dated and old, but all the prices are very reasonable. Like, I'm for these, for $150 a night or $179 a night, you can stay at the Royal Sonesta. Now, that's probably not a suite. That's probably just a regular. But the nicest room I could find was at the Windsor Court Hotel, and they're going through renovations right now. And apparently, I really like a spa. I like a sauna, like a steam sauna and a dry sauna. I like both wet and dry. But I don't want there to be a co-ed. I want it to be a man's by yourself because I like to go in there naked. And if there's if it's a co-ed one, you can't go in there naked. Well, they're going through construction right now directly in their locker room area where the steam room and the sauna is. And so I can't stay there. And I'm looking and I can't find a good resort that has a spa with a sauna and a steam room and has suites with nice views and all that. I'm really having a hard time. So what I wanted to say, any of my listeners, if you know of a really nice hotel that has really nice rooms, that has a spa, and that I could stay in just to kind of treat myself, then let me know. Of course, I'm going to be booking these rooms probably tonight. I mean, so you're going to have to let me know like as soon as you listen to this. And I know everyone's going to be like, oh, first world problems. It's not that expensive. And it's my birthday weekend coming up. I want to treat myself. And I like the Holiday Inn, but I mean, I really want to do like a just one night at a really nice place. Like I said, a nice dinner, relaxing, you know, go to the spa, do all that. I really want to do all that, but I can't find anything. So I don't really know. And should I stay in the, I've been to New Orleans a lot, but I don't remember. Should I stay in the French Quarter? You know, now there are Airbnbs as well, but those won't have a spa. Those will just be like apartments or condos or things like that. So if anyone has any suggestions or if you've stayed somewhere really nice in New Orleans, let me know. There was one like gay owned bed and breakfast and they have like a hot tub in the back and they said it's a clothing optional hot tub, but I don't know. I mean, that's risky. You don't know who else is staying there and you're just like, I don't know. The only other thing that I've been doing a lot of, you know, I've been packing for New Orleans. I think I said that on Friday, but I really did a lot of packing over the weekend and I'm packing a lot of stuff in these crates, but I end up just throwing like every wire and cord and everything that I own in these boxes and then hoping to God when we get to New Orleans that I have everything I need. So I was thinking about making a list and saying, okay, I'm going to have 5 microphones on the table. I'm going to have 2 audience microphones. I'm going to need that this many XLR cables, you know, and then going through and making sure I had the correct number of everything. But that's so much work. Rather than just like, it's kind of like when you're packing for a trip, clothing, and you know, and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to wear. And so you just throw like every article of clothing you own in like the largest suitcase imaginable. And you're like, well, surely I'm going to find something. And this is what I do. I mean, I'll just say this is what. And so I take a huge suitcase and then I throw every pair of jeans, every shirt. I mean, I don't have a huge wardrobe, unfortunately, but I throw everything in there. And then I come home and half the clothes are still clean because I didn't wear them. So I feel like I'm doing that with audio equipment as well and cables. It's like, oh, I might need Ethernet cables, but I don't know how many I'm going to need. So I'm going to throw all of my Ethernet cables in this box, you know, and we end up using 2 of them. But what happens if we need something and I didn't bring it, you know? So, I mean, I feel like I'm trying to prepare for all of this stuff. The other thing I'm trying to decide is, so I didn't lose quite as much weight as I wanted to lose. The cruise really threw me for a loop. I gained 7 pounds on the cruise, and I haven't been able to get strictly back on my Weight Watchers since I got back. So I have lost a couple of pounds, but I'm still 5 pounds more than I was at my lowest. So I was 155. I wanted to get down to 150 before Pride 48, but instead I'm at 160 right now because of the cruise. And I should have known that was going to happen, but you know. But anyway, regardless, I was thinking, well, for the Phoenix especially, or the Rawhide, when we go on the horror tour, should I get some tight jeans or something sexy to wear, you know, or chaps? I don't know. I used to do this all the time when I was younger and didn't have a dad bod. And so I used to shop on this website called International Mail. Well, they went out of business apparently. And so I was looking, and there's this new place, and maybe it's the same company, called International Jock, and they have jeans that are low rise, because I really like low rise because they don't come all the way up to your love handles, so you don't get that muffin top, you know, so they're a little bit lower. And so I don't know, any suggestions you guys have, let me know. All right, oh, I'm going to run out of music. For more episodes, go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. I'm just going to rewind that. I'm going to rewind it. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can also find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.